details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Republican establishment wants to pick our candidate. When a principal conservative took the lead, they outspent Newt Gingrich 20-1, attacking him with falsehoods. Conservatives need someone who's fought for us. Newt balanced the federal budget, reformed welfare, cut taxes, and created 11 million new jobs. Newt will take on radical judges and fight against abortion. Don't let the liberal Republican establishment pick our candidate, Newt Gingrich. Winning our future is responsible for the content of this message.
Another day, another ad. That's from the Winning Our Future Super PAC with their latest ad supporting Newt Gingrich. The GOP race is where we start at this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for joining me. I'm Doug Steffen. John Scott here with Susan Ferraccio from the Washington Examiner about Newt Gingrich and a new problem he's facing regarding his newsletters from just 5 years ago, where he praises Mitt Romney and Mitt's health care plan, the same plan he's recently been attacking on the campaign trail. Love that stuff, don't you?
The Wall Street Journal reports a new find today, some analysis from Newt Gingrich called Newt Notes. It says this newsletter from 2006 shows Mr. Gingrich was fairly enthusiastic about Mitt Romney's health care law in Massachusetts. The Gingrich camp says this should not be considered an endorsement. So the Journal did one of those searches online where you can go back and look at web pages that have been expired or erased and so forth. They found these Newt notes where he applauds Mitt Romney for the health care law that he's been criticizing, right?
Well, this is the trouble with the Internet. Some of this stuff never goes away. And Gingrich indeed talked about favorably about the Massachusetts health care law. But it's not the only thing that really hurts him in Iowa when it comes to health care. He has talked about supporting the idea of an individual mandate before. He's supported it very enthusiastically. And this is why it's a problem in Iowa where all the voters are really, you know, looking for the conservative candidate. And Gingrich argues that he is that. However, there's all kinds of things coming out that make voters worry or question really how loyal a conservative he is. Don't forget that Ron Paul's been putting on some really serious attack ads against Newt Gingrich, one of them depicting him sitting on a couch next to Nancy Pelosi talking about the need to address climate change. This just adds, piles right onto that. We're in a three-way tie here. So Romney could really go after, you know, anyone could go after Gingrich on this, and it could really hurt him. It takes away a weapon. If Gingrich can't go after Romney on health care when he has been endorsing it himself. Now, the person this helps, believe it or not, is Michelle Bachmann. Now, she's campaigning on repealing the health care law. She's saying she alone is the candidate who has the will and the ability to oppose and to overturn the national health care law that passed under President Obama. And she argues that neither Romney nor Gingrich is enthusiastic enough about it as she is. And this is evidence of that. And surely she'll be able to use that to help get voters on her side when she desperately needs it. Because if she doesn't do well in Iowa, she's really hurting.
This newsletter we're talking about is more than 5 years old, published in April 2006, published by the Center for Health Transformation, which was a consulting company that Newt Gingrich fronted. It said, well, among the lines in there that the Journal found, we agree entirely with Governor Romney and Massachusetts legislators that our goal should be 100% insurance coverage for all Americans. Now, the interesting thing, Susan, is that Newt did not personally write this. Apparently, it was written by some kind of a staff member. Does that give him cover?
That's right. But I still think it's under his name. It adds to already a whole kind of litany of things that I think voters in Iowa question him over. They question really, you know, how loyal a conservative is he? I mean, people in Iowa, when I was in Iowa talking to voters, the reason why they kind of hold their noses and when they talk about Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, is because they feel like they're not conservative enough. And this is part of the reason. Things like this that keep surfacing for both candidates. That's why I hear a lot of voters in Iowa talking about other candidates like Rick Santorum, like Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry, because they feel like maybe they are match them a little bit more politically in Iowa than Romney and Gingrich. And I think that's why you'll see someone like Santorum perhaps perform better than he has been, just for reasons like that. People look at Gingrich and they hear these reports and they go, oh, you know, I can't vote for him. And I think that this could hurt him.
Up next, more problems for Mr. Gingrich as some very unflattering details about his personal life come to light. Next up on the Countdown.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. Every 6 month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now's a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Review. Here are hosts John Sylvester and Crystal McKenzie talking about CNN's recent report on Gingrich, including information about his first divorce that he probably doesn't want you to know very much about.
Here's CNN's coverage of Newt's first divorce.
Newt Gingrich met his first wife, Jackie Batley, in high school. She was his geometry teacher. They married a year after he graduated. 18 years and two daughters later, the first term Georgia congressman filed for divorce.
He married his geometry teacher?
Wow.
That I didn't know.
So this is very similar to Scott Walker marrying his mother.
Divorce while she was being treated for cancer and after he began dating a younger congressional aide who would then become his next wife. 3 decades and two wives later, the way Gingrich handled the end of his first marriage is still controversial. What's new is how Gingrich, now a presidential candidate, is defending it, saying on his website and through spokespeople that his then-wife requested the divorce. But the court file was not in the Carroll County, Georgia records room when CNN searched for it this month. It was found later, stashed away in 1994 by a retired clerk who says he wanted to preserve it from vandals. The documents show Jackie Batley Gingrich told the court she does not admit that this marriage is irretrievably broken. While she said she has adequate and ample grounds for divorce, she does not desire one at this time. Jackie Batley Gingrich did not want to be interviewed. As for the campaign, a spokesman told CNN in an email, the court documents accurately show Gingrich filed for the divorce, but it was Jackie Batley who requested the divorce. The same court filing accused Gingrich of failing to provide enough money for his wife and then two teenage daughters to live on during their separation. Water, gas, garbage, electric, and telephone services were about to be cut.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He left his family starving.
Oh, God. You know, at first I thought, why are they covering this? And then they get to the details. Oh, he wasn't feeding his family. You know, if those kids had just gone out and gotten some janitors fired and gone out and cleaned, maybe they could have...
Cut off for non-payment.
I didn't get the impression that she was wanting to end the marriage.
Gerald Johnson was a close friend of the couple. He was in Gingrich's Sunday school class in the 1970s.
Wow.
He was teaching Sunday school when he was out screwing around at his wife and cut his family off from... You have a tough time reconciling all this?
Oh, man.
You know, I guess when you're that good-looking, you're going to have to judge this, Crystal.
Yeah.
Is he that big a pimp?
No. Big no. All caps no.
God. Says he donated $100 to his church's collection to help pay Jackie Gingrich's bills during the separation.
They didn't really have the resources as far as food and everything in the house in Carrollton to provide for the family and ask for financial assistance in doing that.
That guy was a congressman!
Incredible.
I don't know what congressmen were paid in the early 90s, but the guy was early 80s. But yeah, Newt Gingrich got elected to Congress in 1978. So he was... It's not like he wasn't making enough money.
Here's Talk Show Steve Scott with Alex Burns from Politico.com about the polls, which show Gingrich continuing to slide while Ron Paul moves into first place.
We've seen a series of favorites kind of come and go in the polls in Iowa. Who's on top right now?
Well, see, what we're seeing right now is all local indications are that Ron Paul does have the momentum in this final week of the campaign. You know, of everyone in the race, he is the only candidate who has really fired up supporters along with a traditional Iowa ground game and TV presence. You can't say that of literally anyone else in the race. Mitt Romney's probably close behind in terms of organization, but not necessarily with the same level of energy.
Which candidates must do well next Tuesday in Iowa to stay viable in the race?
Well, I think the two candidates who we know have the money and the national organization and the national profile to keep going almost no matter what happens are Romney and Ron Paul and really everyone else. The stakes are different for each of the other candidates, but everyone else needs a boost out of Iowa. Whether that's Newt Gingrich, who really does need to show that he has that the air has not gone out of that particular balloon, or someone like Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, who really need to sort of unite the social conservative base of the party behind them in order to have a shot at states like South Carolina going forward.
Iowa would seem to favor candidates on the far right of the GOP, not exactly Mitt Romney's bag. So if Romney doesn't win, no need really to panic?
Well, I think that if Romney doesn't win but comes in a close second or third, that's probably good enough for him. And it's not just because these aren't necessarily natural Romney voters. It's because New Hampshire, the next state to vote just 7 days later, is such a powerful Romney stronghold that even a weak showing in Iowa, he'll still be fine in New Hampshire. Well, I think that Romney would have to worry if he came in behind someone like Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum or Rick Perry or came in just sort of a surprising distant fourth or fifth. That would show a real sort of profound dissatisfaction with his candidacy.
10 days from now, do you think the list of candidates still in the race will be a little shorter?
I think that it probably will, Steve, but I think the question is, will anyone perform so badly that they have to drop out before even getting to South Carolina? Because those two states, Iowa and South Carolina, which is the third one to vote on January 21st, because those two states are generally seen as a very conservative-friendly, very evangelical-friendly, a candidate like Michelle Bachmann could come in fourth or fifth in Iowa and still say, well, I might as well hang on 18 more days just in case.
Up next, we move over to Ron Paul himself and his surge in the polls, latest allegations of racism and bigotry, and that's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic. Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about what talk radio and talk television are focused on, and that certainly includes, from now probably until the election, the GOP race through the primaries anyway, because there isn't expected to be any primary for the Democrats. Here is radio man Rob Kramer talking about Ron Paul's surge in the polls, as he seems to be picking up all the supporters that Newt is losing.
It seems to be Ron Paul's day in the sun right now. He is either leading or close to the lead by most measures in Iowa, and we're just days away from the Iowa caucuses. Is Iowa really going to vote for Ron Paul or give him the plurality of the votes? It looks like it could happen. But what's ironic about that is he's the beneficiary of the attacks that Mitt Romney is making on Newt Gingrich. It's so obviously clear that Newt Gingrich, whose day in the sun was, you know, a couple weeks ago until we get into the run-up of the Iowa caucus election, and Romney starts running $1 million-plus worth of negative ads against Gingrich, pointing out all of his foibles, pointing out all of his failings, pointing out everything he's done, you know, his Freddie Mac connection and everything else. And does Romney go up in the polls? No. Romney stays steady. And the support that once was with Newt Gingrich now apparently has gone to Ron Paul. Very interesting. So what is the anathema to Mitt Romney? How much of it is related to the fact that he's Mormon? Now, I'm not a big Romney fan, but it has nothing to do with his religion. It has everything to do with he doesn't seem to be able to connect very well to Main Street America. He kind of represents the Wall Street that got us into or was had a part in getting us into the financial situation that we're in right now. And so I don't think he's the best. Well, he might be the best candidate given the field, but he's got some problems, some deficits or some liabilities in the context of a general election campaign. They all do, obviously, but I think Romney's is specific to what's going to be at the center of that campaign against President Obama.
Here's host Dom Giordano talking to former Ron Paul aide Eric Dondero about the recent controversy over Paul's newsletters and charges of racism, bigotry that have been floating around for years.
This is making a good bit of news, too, that in fact Ron Paul's getting tremendous traction, that the media, and you've observed him in ways for years that I've only observed him up close for a few hours at a time. Not a racist, not anti-gay, not any of those things the media would portray.
Yeah, yeah. 12 years
over a span of 15 years, I was with him on and off. I say 12 years total. I've been searching my brain the last few days. I cannot remember a single instance where I ever heard the N-word come out of his mouth or those darn Mexicans or anything like that, or, chew or anything like that. I can't recall in a speech or in his personal conversations to me, I don't remember a single instance where he said anything like that. Now, the gay issue may be a little bit different.
Okay.
There were a couple instances where I wouldn't personally describe them as homophobic, but other people might. We were in San Francisco one time, and we had a big gay supporter. His name was Jim Parent. Great guy. Ron loved him to death, but he didn't feel very comfortable about using his restroom. So, but you know what? This was in the late 1980s. This was during the AIDS thing. And, everybody was like that back then. So you interpret it the way you want. He yelled at me. He yelled at me and said, "Darn it, Eric, just find me a fast food restaurant where I could go to use the bathroom." I mean, he was very angry at me. There was that one instance.
Okay, fair enough. Now, the issue, though, you raise, and it's the one that I raise with Ron Paul, particularly some of the stuff that we've seen out there, but you've had more private conversations with him, and I think that's the substance, Eric, and that is on foreign policy. He is an isolationist. You come to that revelation. He ought to be added on that. What makes you write that and say that?
He denies it. I don't know why he denies it. He should be proud of it because that's what he is.
Payroll tax cut debate is up next on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did. GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We've met the halfway mark in this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in. Let's spend some time on the payroll tax cut debate, shall we? While the deal was finally made last week on the two-month extension, still plenty of arguing and finger-pointing going on. Here's Chris Cizilla on MSNBC talking to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky, who says we're going to be right back in the middle of the same argument again when this extension is up for renewal in February.
60 days buys us a little bit of time, but what makes you confident that we're not going to be right back where we were a few days ago in 60 days' time?
No, I'm very confident we will be exactly in that place 60 days from now. This is a fundamental debate that's been going on for all of 2011, and it will continue through the next election for sure. I mean, this is basically about fundamentally what you do to support people during a very serious economic decline and how you pay for the assistance you provide. That's the debate we've been having, and we'll have it again.
And I know all the focus, or a lot of the focus, has been on the payroll tax cut extension. But another piece of this is unemployment insurance. Now, it's currently 99 weeks unemployment insurance. Republicans have proposed to cut it to 79 weeks by January, 59 weeks by the summer. Obviously, this is going to require a compromise on both sides if we're going to get to a deal. Is that the kind of thing Democrats in the House would be willing to compromise on, or is unemployment insurance that it should stay at 99 weeks and absolute fundamental that stays in for you guys?
Well, you know, the key there is really what the trend in the economy is, and as long as there are four or five people competing for every job that's available, it doesn't make sense to reduce the eligibility time. If that goes down to two or three jobs for every person, then it might make some sense. But the Republicans also want to make some fundamental structural changes in unemployment that I think the American people would not be very receptive to, things like requiring a GED program or going back to school for people receiving benefits. And when you're going to tell us 61-year-old steelworker who's just been laid off that he has to go back and get a GED, this isn't really going to work. What the Republicans continue to want to do is characterize all the beneficiaries of government programs as undeserving, kind of slacker 19-year-olds, when in fact, in today's world, they're teachers, they're firefighters, they're police, they're steelworkers, they're people who have, through no fault of their own, have fallen prey to this economic downturn. So those things are going to be debated as well, and they're very important components of this debate.
Now, we finally have conferees to at least theoretically hash this deal. We've got five Republicans, five Democrats, eight Republicans. Is there, and you've spent time with this, is there common ground here? You said this is just a fundamental disagreement, but at the same time, this is the payroll tax cut extension. We're going to be in 2012 in just a few days. Neither party certainly wants to raise taxes on lots of people this close to an election. Where do you see, if you see it, but where do you see possible compromise so that we move forward beyond this in 60 days' time?
Well, I think the only common ground that is possible is if we kind of revert to many of the practices we had. For instance, with unemployment benefits extensions in tough times, we've never demanded that they be paid for. This has been the tradition of the Congress. So there are some places where we might find, at least in precedent, some common ground. But right now, I'm not sure there's much common ground at all.
Here's another talk host. His name is Doc Thompson. He's here with Congressman Morgan Griffith of Virginia. They talk about the long-term fix that's needed when this extension expires.
Here's one of my problems when it comes to the extension of the payroll tax deductions, which is really Social Security contributions. Most Americans, in fact, I just saw a poll, most Americans are in favor of continuing that because so many of us are hurting right now. We don't want to see a tax increase after the first of the year. However, we are funding Social Security even less. We're taking something that is already going to fail, and we're putting even less money into it. We need a long-term fix to that.
Yeah, this is just a Band-Aid, and what the Senate wants to do and what the President wants to do is to have no payback. It's not a very a good plan, but at least we have a plan to pay that money back to the Social Security Administration. It's probably with the Senate that we have right now, the President, it's the best that we can do, but you're absolutely right. We need a long-term fix on Social Security. We can do it with a couple of things, not looking at hurting anybody who's currently on Social Security or anybody that will get Social Security in the next few years. But we have to come up with a long-term fix. There's a couple of plans out there that I think are pretty good. But right now, that there's no way that the Democrat-controlled Senate would take those up.
I'm really not sure if most of our elected servants, congressmen, senators, president, even at state level, I'm just not sure most of them are getting it. It seems like politics just continues to be played. And so little is getting done. What are we going to do to finally get on the right track?
Well, obviously, you know, part of the reason that things don't get done is that we have a Senate that thinks one way and a House that thinks another. Now, the voters last year changed the House dramatically. If they do the same this year, this coming year, 2012, with the Senate, I believe you will see a lot of bills that will get done. We've sent like 27, 28 jobs-related bills over to the Senate, action on none of them to date. We're hoping Keystone and Boiler Mac will get through. On that payroll tax deduction bill. But it's why we're having to do things that some of us don't feel comfortable with, putting, you know, bills together that may not all be together. But we've just got to keep fighting and hope that we'll get a change in the Senate next year.
Okay, let's move along now. The recent outbreaks of violence in Iraq. So we'll cover that in just a moment here on the Countdown.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The five-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that is a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a sink or not from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance-free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family-owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Talk Radio in Review. Doug Steffen turning our attention now to Iraq. From Fox, Heather Childers talks to correspondent Amy Kellogg about al-Qaeda's involvement with this deadly series of attacks you've been reading and hearing about in Baghdad.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq now claiming responsibility for a deadly wave of attacks that ripped through Baghdad last week. And nearly 70 people killed in one day in a series of coordinated blasts, leaving some new concerns about the country after the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Senior Foreign Affairs Correspondent Amy Kellogg is live for us in London with the details. So, Amy, what did this terror group say?
Well, it's the Islamic State of Iraq that claimed responsibility, to be technical here, Heather, on a website, and it is an umbrella group for all the al-Qaeda-affiliated organizations in Iraq. It's a Sunni extremist group, and it said that the waves of attacks that happened last week, 14 of them in a coordinated series of explosions that rocked the capital, as well as the attack on the Interior Ministry yesterday, were in solidarity with Sunni prisoners in Iraq, also taking a swipe at the Shiite-led government of Iraq, saying, quote, the Mujahideen would never stand with their hands tied while the pernicious Iranian project showed its ugly face, unquote. Heather?
Amy, what is contributing to this surge in violence? Do we know?
Yep, this is a very noticeable surge, Heather, that follows a relative calm that began in around 2007. Of course, the last of the U.S. forces withdrew just over a week ago. So these attacks happen in the wake of that. But also, as sectarian tensions flare up again in Iraq, and this in large part due to the fact that this unity government has never really gelled, and the Shiite prime minister has issued an arrest warrant, Heather, for the Sunni vice president, accusing him of being behind death squads. These are claims that the Iraqi Sunni vice president has said are completely false and fabricated, and also asking, the Shiite prime minister is asking for parliament to kick out the deputy prime minister.
Here's radio host John Gambling with NBC Middle Eastern correspondent Ayman Moyeldin. They talk about the violence which has erupted in Iraq.
What do you hear about what's going on in Baghdad, Iraq? What I read this morning in the papers is nothing very good whatsoever. It appears to me that we are watching Iraq with the suicide bombings and the rest of it, but with Bakhtar Sadr coming back into the game here, we are watching Iraq revert back to its tribal status.
Well, what you're definitely seeing is a power play of moves by all of the key players in Iraq. And I think that's really putting a strain on the system. I mean, you have, for example, the Iraqi vice president, who is a Sunni Arab, who is, you know, wanted or at least being indicted for his involvement in terrorist related activities. That is, as it was described by the prosecution, and he's now fled Baghdad and gone to the Kurdish-controlled area of northern Iraq. And in doing so, really highlights some of the fundamental problems in that country, that even they're not even able to arrest a wanted fugitive, regardless of what his political background. But in terms of a legal point of view, the central government in Baghdad is unable to arrest a wanted fugitive in the country itself because it's being protected, or he's being protected by other elements of the country. And it gives you a sense of some of the fractured lines that exist within Iraq that over the past several years have been delicately put together with the presence of America and American forces on the ground. But now in the absence of American forces raises questions as who's going to keep those.
ABC's Tom Rivers talks to host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette about the disputes going on. That is, whether Al-Qaeda is involved in the bombings that are taking place in Baghdad.
We knew there'd be some bumps, but how bumpy the road is, it was hard to predict. But we have now a latest development. Remember that devastating wave of bombings last week in Baghdad? There were something like 12 neighborhoods there, guys. Something in the neighborhood of 70 people got killed. What's called an Al-Qaeda front group has claimed responsibility. They said they did it in solidarity for Sunni prisoners. Having said that, on the back of that claim, the vice president, Tariq al-Hashimi, there's an arrest warrant out for him. He's hiding out in Kurdistan. He's talked to the BBC. He says no way could Al-Qaeda have done this, even with their resources. He says too many checkpoints. He says it was a government inside job. He points a finger at the government of Prime Minister al-Maliki, who is the Shiite. So this division between the Sunnis and the Shiites is there. It's laid open bare. The question is, can cooler heads prevail, or is this just going to go on, or are we going to see tit for tat down the road? We'll have to wait and see.
Looks like Iraq's starting to sort of unravel a bit along the following, that is, the exit of U.S. troops. Is the presence entirely gone, Tom?
Well, there's a very small contingent, but the influence really is not there. It really is. It really is up to the Iraqis to secure their own domestic security. So that's the big question. Can they do it? Can they do it this week? Can they do it next year? Can they do it 5 years from now? And you're going to hear all kinds of answers and stuff to different people.
Tom, this is certainly not something anybody can predict, but do you think the United States staying longer would have reduced the chances of this kind of turmoil?
You know, you hear some people that have said that, and I guess the big question is, because, you know, this factional friction, if you want to call it that, has gone on for thousands of years, really. And, you know, if you pull out this year or next year, I guess the question is, what is the difference? It's always going to be there. And what can you do to try to smooth over some of those problems, those difficulties? So I guess whenever this day was going to come, there were going to be some problems, be it today or be it next year.
The claim of responsibility, there was no mention of the U.S. withdrawal in that at all?
No, it was along these Sunni and Shiite lines, and no mention whatsoever of the U.S. pullout. So if it is the real deal, that's what we're looking at. If Hashimi is correct, then you're looking at the same problem with the two factions, only somebody else who's actually delivered this series of explosions across Baghdad.
Do you think eventually, Tom, what we're going to have in Iraq is just maybe a divided country, just different segments of the country having different kind of leadership?
I tell you, you go back about 5-6 years ago, and many leading analysts at that time were saying, look, it can go a number of ways, but certainly, you know, one of the leading ones would be, you know, you get a sort of a federal kind of umbrella to try to, you know, get everybody together on the most basic of things they can agree on. But you can have the regions in. You have Kurdistan, you can have Sunni territory, and you can have Shiite territory. And they kind of do, you know, the day-to-day running of their lives and their government themselves. So that may, that devolution, if you will, of government may actually be, you know, forthcoming in the coming months and years. We'll have to see where it goes, but that certainly has been suggested in the past.
All this about Iraq has a lot of people wondering when we're going to leave Afghanistan, and that we'll review for you next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So what are the experts, quote-unquote, what do all the yakkers, what do all the protagonists and antagonists have to say about Afghanistan? Here's talk host Brian Suits with Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Attucat about the possibility another 10 years may be in front of us in Afghanistan.
What changes? If the White House signs on with this, and it's tough politically, we'll talk about that later, you know, in this year, but if they sign on and we get 10 more years, besides me redeploying, what do we get for 10 more years in Afghanistan?
Well, first of all, the premise is when you go to war, you have to achieve victory. There is no substitute for military victory. And our president was asked that question about 2 years ago by a CNN reporter, and he said, quote, "I'm not comfortable with the word victory in Afghanistan." So you go like, okay, that's not a good signal. And it's gone downhill from there. This administration has had a schizophrenic approach towards Afghanistan, Iraq, national security in general. He's fired two generals already out of Afghanistan that he handpicked, McKiernan and McChrystal, as you recall, for saying things that he didn't like. And General Allen stands to be the third person that's fired here. But what Allen is saying basically is when we leave Afghanistan, we've lost. The narrative by the enemy, because we can't define victory, they will. We drove the Soviets out. We drove you out. We win. You lose. Thousands will flock to the banner of radical Islam because they will spin it that Allah is now on our side again. We had a golden opportunity. This president could have got us out with victory if he would have had the courage to do the mission accomplished speech when we killed Osama bin Laden. He should have said, look, Bush drove out the Al-Qaeda, closed down the Taliban government. I killed Osama bin Laden. We won. You lost. We're leaving. And basically, if we have to come back in 5 years because you attack us again, then we'll come back. That's what he should have done. Instead, he's used this as a political pinata with his surge, non-surge, which accomplished very little, because all the areas we depart and turn over to the Afghan military, most of them go right back to the insurgents again. And again, we're not at war with the Taliban. The Taliban should not be our basic enemy. They didn't attack us on 9/11. They've only attacked us because we're there. And once we leave, whether it's 2 years or 10 years, they're going to come right back in power again anyway. The corrupt Karzai government is absolutely worthless. They have no basic appreciation of democracy. They're barely stable. And as long as we're there with our guns blazed, we keep the lid on. But when we leave, we lose.
From CBS, Scott Pelley talks to correspondent Clarissa Ward about the role of the U.S. military in Afghanistan.
The Afghan government signaled again today it may be open to including the Taliban in peace talks. But for now, the Taliban continues attacking, fighters slipping back and forth across the border with Pakistan. American soldiers, of course, are on a mission to stop them. And Clarissa Ward spent time with one squad at its remote base in a mountainous border region.
Fire test fire!
Down, man.
Sergeant Eric Scarf knows the importance of discipline. As squad leader at a tiny outpost of just 19 soldiers overlooking the dangerous Pakistani border, his men are the eyes and ears for key U.S. bases below, trying to keep them safe from insurgent attacks.
If they're close enough to be firing at us, we're close enough to fire at them. And the guys need to be quick, they need to be accurate, and they need to be absolutely brutal when the time calls for it.
Perched at 7,000 feet, it doesn't get much more isolated than here. The stunning scenery provides abundant hiding places for an enemy the men rarely catch a glimpse of.
Normally, by December, these mountains would be covered in snow. But this year has been unseasonably warm, and that means that enemy fighters have been able to come from Pakistan, which is just that ridge behind me, and move freely through those mountain passes.
Okay. What's up, guys?
Scarf relies heavily on the expertise of his Afghan guards, who have been fighting in these mountains for more than 30 years, and who constantly listen to Taliban chatter.
Through our monitoring of radio traffic and things like that, Pakistan's playing a huge role in the insurgency's ability to freely move about.
Less than 36 hours after our arrival, a nearby outpost came under enemy attack. The men were instructed to fire off mortars at suspected enemy positions to hold off the attackers. It was a reminder that the enemy can strike at any time.
I know that the moment I slack off is the moment that one of my guys could catch a bullet in the head. That's the main thing, is just encouraging them to try to understand their enemy, to learn about their enemy, to learn about the fight, and to be ready at any given point.
Ready for an enemy that takes refuge on both sides of a porous border.
If you want to find out more about the items that we're covering on the Countdown this week, please visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show box. DougStephan.com is the address.
Hi, I'm